Specific skill 2, coping with silence. You're trying to start a discussion. You want participants to interact with each other and with the topic. So you turn to face the participants and ask your question with all the enthusiasm you can muster, only to hear the deafening sounds of silence. The temptation is to jump into the silence and keep talking, but don't. Resist the temptation. Silence can mean a number of things. The participants may be processing the questions, internally thinking about their answer. Give them the time they need. The participants may be feeling a little overwhelmed, and the silence gives them a moment to reflect and catch up. The participants may not yet be comfortable sharing their ideas publicly, or there may be some misunderstanding about what you are asking. Here are a few ideas to cope with silence as a facilitator. Make friends with the silence. Don't fear it. There may be a valuable learning moment about to happen. Be confident in the silence and demonstrate this with your body language. Your confidence will signal that people can feel safe in the silence. And if the silence continues, don't jump in and answer or move on. Rather, try these tips first. Let the silence settle and give the group a moment. Check that participants have understood the question. Reword the questions. And ask the group to discuss the question in pairs first and then feedback to the larger group.